Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. In November 1949, 76 years ago last week, the city of West Salem merged with the city of Salem. West Salem had been its own city for 46 years. The first town, located in Polk County on the west bank of the Willamette River, just opposite the original town site of Salem, was located about 3 miles south of the current West Salem downtown, along Rickreall Creek near the confluence of the Willamette River, and it was originally founded and named by Joshua Shaw, also known as Sheep Shaw, because he was the first to drive a flock of sheep over the Oregon Trail in 1844. He named the area Cincinnati after his former home in Ohio. By 1851, Cincinnati had a blacksmith shop, store, a sawmill, and other businesses and residences. The original town layout sloped generally south and included 45 numbered blocks and a public square. Mr. Hutchinson officially surveyed the community in 1855, establishing the legal boundaries and changing the name to Eola after an Aeolian harp. A fun fact, in 1853, the teacher at the one-room schoolhouse here was Abigail Jane Scott, who later became Abigail Scott Dunaway, the suffragist. During this time period, the only way to get from Salem to Eola was by ferry. James White saw the need for a transportation link across the river, and along with his two grown sons, he established the first rope pulley ferry across the Willamette River. White formed a partnership with Methodist missionary William Wilson in Salem across the river, and he started his ferry service in 1846, which crossed the river about 5 miles north of Eola on a flatter part of the riverbank. In 1849, the provisional government established a requirement for ferry operators to obtain licenses and charge standardized fees. Wilson and White objected because they felt the fees that were established were too low. Besides the danger of high water, they felt that there were other difficulties. In particular, White and his son faced operating the ferry with a rope that would sometimes break. Loads on the ferry would sometimes shift and dump horses, wagons, and passengers into the river. Floating debris sometimes collided with the ferry, and sometimes the vessels became detached from their cables and were cast adrift. In 1854, unfortunately, Captain White died. He didn't die of an accident on the ferry, but he did die in an explosion on another boat, a steamer known as the Gazelle, up at Kenema, and his widow took over the ferry operation. A school opened on April 6, 1868, in the Fairview Schoolhouse, which was about a mile upstream from the West Salem Ferry Landing, and it served as a school until about 1900. In December 1886, the first Center Street Bridge across the Willamette River opened, and this replaced the ferry. This was the first bridge over the Willamette River anywhere in Oregon. The Morrison Bridge up in Portland was the next one built. It didn't open until 1887 in April. The first Center Street Bridge cost $49,901, and it was constructed mostly of wood. In 1889, the flatter area just south of the bridge and north of Eola was platted and recorded as the West Salem Addition. Just 1 year later, the new Center Street Bridge collapsed with a big crash into the water on February 3, 1890, during a flood. Most of the town's buildings in Eola were also destroyed by this flood. The flood even changed the channel of the Willamette River, including Rickreall Creek, and this forced the docks to close in Eola, and subsequently the town lost a lot of its businesses and residents who moved a few miles north to the newly platted West Salem. West Salem's first passenger train arrived in 1909 at the train depot that was built that same year. In 1912, Walter Girth opened a grocery store at Girth and Edgewater Streets. Charles Spitzer also opened a grocery store in the area and an early cannery owned by Bruce Cunningham, which later became Blue Lake Cannery, also opened. The Union Street Railroad Bridge opened in March of 1913, and this was located just north of the Center Street Bridge. And that same year, West Salem citizens voted to approve a city charter for West Salem on November 26, 1913. 68 people voted for the charter and incorporation of the city, and 4 voted against it. And the main point of contention for those that voted against it was that the charter prohibited the sale of alcohol except for medicinal purposes. That community thrived for a number of years, and in 1936, a new West Salem City Hall was constructed, funded by the Public Works Administration. This two-story Art Deco-style brick building was designed in 1935 by architect Lyle Bartholomew as a Public Works Administration project, and it was completed in 1936 at a cost of $30,000. The building included West Salem mayor's offices, their council chambers, the city recorder, the water office, library, and a fire station. And it even had 2 jail cells in the basement. While West Salem had initially incorporated and it thrived as its own city for 46 years, by 1949, they were struggling. They needed help with water service, sewer service, and their population was growing to the point that they didn't have capacity to provide adequate fire or police protection. So the community made the decision to merge with the city of Salem. They lost their separate status as an incorporated city, but they still have their own separate identity and their own history. And that, in a large part, is represented by the city hall. After 1949, this building served as a public meeting hall, auxiliary city offices to serve the people of West Salem. Subsequently, the building was converted to serve as the West Branch of the Salem Public Library, which it was used as for 30 years until 1987. When that library moved. At that time, the city of Salem decided to sell the building, and it was designated in 1988 as a local landmark and sold to a private property owner, Marvin Sands, who has really advocated and done a lot of work for this building. In, for example, in 1989, he listed it on the National Register of Historic Places, actually achieving that listing in 1990. The building is also referenced in the 2021 multiple property listing for New Deal Resources in Oregon from the PWA and the WPA from 1933 to 1943. And this building, of course, was built right in the middle of that period. And they describe this building as a really good example of the Art Deco stripped classical, so a simplified version of the Art Deco architectural style, and that this style was a pretty common architectural style that was being used throughout Oregon in its smaller city halls. And this MPD specifically references the fact that this is the only specially designed municipal structure in West Salem, and therefore it is a very significant symbol of community identity. To learn more, you can check out the Images of America book by Lynn Mack, Deb Meekers, and myself, published in 2011 by Arcadia Publishing. And this includes some really great photos, especially historic photos, and some additional history about West Salem. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.